What is the object of this piece? Is it its own object? I'm all about objects, even when they so often frustrate my fair to midland attempts to get a grip on getting out the door to catch that means to an objective at the bus stop. I've prepared a speech. An experimental part. Oh, microphone. Can I call you Mike? Mike, check. Mike, check. I don't want to sell you short or spell you short, but I'll call you Mike. Let me explain first that I'm little more than a product, maybe even a by-the-by product, of an anthropomorphized childhood. Boy, if my childhood could talk. I'd say Herbie the Love Bug probably left the biggest impression on me. I still send him Christmas cards, but maybe he doesn't find it ironic to commemorate the reincarnation of God into a human whom people still worship. In the course of writing this speech, out there on the deck, I spat out my gum. It must have gone 8-10 feet. Ex post ora facto, I may call it Jonah, if I so choose. If I'd been humming while I did it, would Jonah have been able to subsequently and in turn name that spittoon? Here the arc of the narrative both raises and lowers expectorations. In anticipation of addressing you, Mike, during this event, as an object rather than a means, even if you are tickled, a curious shade of pink noise by the advent of your e-ventriloquism, I suspect I'll be rendered too self-conscious by the human element listening in on this base form of veneration that I'm narrating. I get nervous sometimes in front of others, but I don't have to tell you about being self-conscious. And I hope you're not currently minding my using you as a mouthpiece or logical gateway to all objects in veneral, vaginal. I have to come clean to you. Maybe we should get a broom. But I am still using you as a means to my universal mons veneris. You see, they always say men are guilty of objectifying women. So I'm just going to cut to the chase. I think if everyone venerated objects more, addressed them directly, I think that would rectify a lot of crossed circuits. Who out there, beyond this private stage you and I share, has not had their lives transformed by the advent of smartphones? Peeps be talking at their phones. No, no, you get out. I'm serious. Oh, yeah, you got that. And this woman I've been seeing? No, she's not here, not here, here. She's always near. She's transformed my life with wordplay and pixels via smartphone. But I'm not here to make her self-conscious about the time in the Middle Ages when Europeans venerated objects more than at any other time, hoping in the holy. So let's skip the red beetle I saw on the way here, and I said punch buggy to no one in particular. If it's not Thursday and it's Wednesday, it must be both bust your hump day and, on the other hand, mercredi as a salient feature. A good day for such a deus ex machina. And while it's high time for a slam dunkin', I'm still standing here. I still have this floor, sans broom. Oh well, there was too much riding on that broom anyway. I only want to wave my wandering mind and add, if I take the red out of the French word for today, yesterday, that leaves only merci.
Paul Friesen.